count that as a shutout, even though there was points on the board?
You know, it happens as a team, so it's 7 points against us, and you know, so hey, you lose as a team, you win as a team, it happens as a team.
Where do you see JPP coming along right now? We were talking to him a little bit earlier. Just, you know, it seemed like the last game was his best game of the year in terms of production. He came close, but he seems like he's in this constant battle to try to get himself back to that 2011 form. How difficult is that to live up to that and try to get there?
Well, you know, with the time off and then with those type things, he's not playing to the standard he wants to play to, obviously, and everyone expects so much of him. And he's, you know, he's pressing, he's trying to get there, but he's just not there yet. We have to be patient with him, and you know, he'll keep getting better and better as the season goes on. And we think that he can return to that form. But the biggest thing for us is we believe in him, and he's got to believe in himself also.
He said something like the coaches didn't expect Superman this year just based on the back surgery. Would you say it's fair to say the expectations were a little tempered with him coming back?
I always expect Superman out of him. That's probably, we think of him so, you know, so highly, you know, and he does so many amazing things. And then when he walks on the practice field, you smile, you know. And so it's probably unfair to him for, you know, because everybody's expectations are for him to be Superman, but he's human.
One of the things he said in the locker room was that it may take him a whole offseason to get back to that 2011 form.
I can't answer that, you know, because he could have a breakout game this week and we'll say, oh, you know, he's back. So, I mean, you know, he's an athlete. He knows his body as better than we know his body. And what we're trying to do is put him in the best position for him to have success.
He was also saying that he's not drawing nearly as many double teams as he has in past years. Do you feel like that might have, like, kind of affected the way that the attention that teams are able to play to, like, other guys like Tuck, and maybe it's affected the pass rush adversely because he's not drawing those doubles?
I haven't looked at it that way, so I don't really have a solid comment about that. I'm not sure.
Curry, in the past several years, you've had that rotation with JPP, OC, and Tuck, and you don't have that with OC anymore. How hard has that been to replace? Is DeMontre going to get into that role at some point? Or do you think it'll be Kiwi, or you just have to kind of go with what you got?
Well, it's been Kiwi and Tuck and JPP, you know, and we are trying to develop DeMontre to get into to enter that role and to be effective in that role for us. You know, he missed some time in the preseason, and so, you know, everything that you try to do as far as developing a player and bringing him along to be that role player that you want him to be kind of gets pushed back, you know, each week he doesn't dress or each week he's dinged up. So, obviously, we're trying to develop him to be that type of person for us. You know, it just all depends. Like, if the light switch comes on, because DeMontre is a very talented young man, you know, and when does the light switch come on for a rookie? You know, because like JPP's first year, we brought him along very slowly, you know, and then when the light switch came on, it was like, wow, where did this guy come from? You know, and so we're hoping we can do the same thing with him. You know, we'd love for it to be now, okay, but, you know, it's just the development of the player.
Well, Perry, what are your thoughts on Tuck? You know, what have you seen from him this year?
I think he's played the run more effectively than he did a year ago, and I think he's concentrated on playing the run more effectively. He did do a good job in Monday night's game of getting pressure on the quarterback, even though he only had the one sack. And I think that, you know, for Justin, you know, his expectations are really high. People, you know, people don't look at Justin as a run defender. They look at him as hit the quarterback, sack guy. But Justin's really doing a nice job for us in the run game.
Speaking of that, I mean, what did your Monday night performance against Peterson do for this team's comp? You guys have done a pretty good job against the run all year. You know, as you go forward, particularly this Sunday.
You know, I just think it just confirms that, you know, the big bodies we have inside are paying off for us. I think that, you know, it confirms that, hey, we the addition with John Beeson at linebacker could help us be more effective and better in the run game. And everybody bought into, hey, we had to stop, you know, number 28. He was the focus of our week. And so, you know, that was a solid, you know, effort by all the players that, you know, we had to do that. We'll have to have that same type of solid effort this week because they have, you know, dual, triple threats, you know, with not only Vic, but McCoy You know, they got a host of guys, you know, so it'll be that same type of, we need that same type of focus this week.
Where do you notice most where has Beason made the most impact for you guys?
You know, he's got a nice voice. And when I say voice, you know, he has good command. And I've talked to you guys in the past about a mic backer being able to command that front, being able to make them get down, put their hand in the dirt, you know, listen to the call, you know, and when he commands them, they know that he's giving the right command. He's a very smart football player too. You know, he can visualize plays. When you talk to him, he understands concepts. And so I think that's a nice addition to have on your football team.
Does having played the Eagles once help you prepare this week and find it any different or easier?
It's always difficult to prepare against them because they're a pretty dynamic offense. Having played them once, it helps you as far as tempo is concerned. You know what to expect with the fast-paced offense and how they operate a little bit. So, yes, having prior experience does help you some.
The fact that Vic is playing, so you assume his hamstring is fine?
I have to assume he's 100%. And, he's that run threat.
Could Beason in that aspect help you a little bit more? I mean, I know you didn't have him the last time you played Eagles, but just to stop him from getting out of the pocket?
We think so. We hope so. That's why he's here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons he's here. So we're banking on that, sure.
Were you skeptical about Trey Beason at all because of his injuries? And obviously he was in a situation where he lost his job to somebody you knew.
No, he was when I evaluated him when he was coming out of college, we thought he was a good quality player then. And then he got better as a pro. And so when we had that opportunity, we welcomed it. No skepticism at all.
Even though, I mean, obviously there was some kind of disconnect in Carolina that kept him on the sideline.
Yeah, for whatever reason. And, you know, that wasn't for me to, you know, but I said that could help improve our football team. Hey, you welcome that with open arms.
Thank you.